This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dateline Bedminster, New Jersey, this afternoon. Headline, a presidential briefing session on the opioid crisis. A report from a commission that President Trump set up to study that crisis cited data showing the number of overdoses in the United States from drugs like Percocet and OxyContin have quadrupled since 1999. Getting the money necessary to fight that crisis, though, has been tough and may not be getting any easier. Marketplace's Annie Baxter gets us going.
National public health emergencies are typically declared for things like Zika outbreaks and Ebola emergency responses. That's according to Richard Frank, a health economics professor at Harvard University.
What's different here is the opioid epidemic is this chronic problem that has been long in the making and, in fact, is sort of going to be long in finding a solution.
Last year, President Obama signed the 21st Century Cures Act. It gives states $1 billion in grants over 2 years to address the opioid problem, providing for things like prescription drug monitoring and addiction prevention programs. But Frank says that was a small investment. He says the expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act has been more beneficial in fighting the growing opioid crisis.
The Medicaid expansion is a critical tool, and I estimated that about $5.5 billion was spent on substance use treatment.
He says it helped pay for things like the opioid overdose reversal drug Naloxone. Republicans, including President Trump, want to repeal the ACA and shrink Medicaid. But in a nod to the severity of the opioid problem, a revised version of the health care bill introduced in June called for $45 billion to go to states for the crisis. The measure failed, and some senators thought the amount wasn't high enough. Jim Blumenstock with the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials says there are ways to help besides funding, which an emergency declaration could provide.
Such as waiving standards or regulations that are not applicable in a time of crisis.
The Opioid Crisis Commission recommended waiving a rule limiting the use of Medicaid funds for certain residential addiction facilities. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.